From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two more countries cut ties with Iran. Two of Saudi Arabia's allies cut diplomatic links with Iran Monday following Riyadh's decision to execute 47 people, which caused an international uproar. Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia, cutting diplomatic ties with Iran, where protesters Saturday attacked the Saudi embassy. Among those put to death was activist Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. Riyadh Monday also cut air and trade links with Tehran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called for a de-escalation of the tensions.
We're urging all sides to show some restraint and to not further inflame tensions that are on quite vivid display in the region.
UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura has been dispatched to the region amid concerns the impact the new tensions may have on efforts to end the conflicts in Yemen and Syria. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. de Mistura believes that the crisis in Saudi-Iranian relations is very worrisome development, and he stresses the need to ensure that it does not cause a chain of adverse consequences in the region.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir defended the execution of the Shia cleric, whom he accused of agitating, organizing cells, and providing them with money and weapons. Two-thirds of the 30 candidates vying for the presidency in Central African Republic are demanding election authorities stop vote counting from the December 30 polls, alleging they were marred by ballot irregularities and voter intimidation. Partial vote tallies released Sunday showed independent candidate Foustan Arkaj Touadera, a former prime minister, winning 23% of the vote. Many analysts cast the election as an opportunity to restore peace after 3 years of conflict. This is VOA News. Chinese stocks Tuesday were little changed as regulators and the central bank moved in to restore confidence a day after a sharp drop in equities over the state of the economy and tensions in the Middle East. U.S. stock prices also fell sharply in Monday trading. Tim Anderson is managing director of TGM Investments.
The Chinese market, Shanghai Index, closed down 7%, and there were a number of factors going on there. There was a market economic manufacturing report that showed a decline in the manufacturing index in China for the 10th consecutive month. There's also another underlying development going on in the China market that has people, I think investors there, very nervous. And that is that when their market was extremely volatile in the summer, they put a six-month ban of selling stocks on very large holders, you might say. And that ban is set to come off very shortly.
Meanwhile, the price of oil rose Tuesday as Asian stocks stabilized. Benchmark futures surged Monday as much as 4% over tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia. British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video purporting to show the militants' execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria.
This is an organization that's losing territory, it's losing ground. It's, I think, increasingly losing anybody's sympathy. And this again shows what an appalling organization we're up against.
London said it's examining the content of the video in which an English-speaking gunman mocks Mr. Cameron for Britain's air campaign in Syria against insurgents and vows to invade Britain and impose Sharia law. Islamic State militants attacked Iraqi troops and allied tribal fighters outside the western town of Haditha Monday, killing at least 11, wounding dozens. The attack occurred after Iraqi troops backed by U.S.-led airstrikes and Sunni tribesmen pushed IS out of central Ramadi, capital of sprawling Anbar province, which also includes Haditha. Garissa University in northeastern Kenya reopened Monday for the first time in 9 months after being attacked by al-Shabaab militants, who killed nearly 150 people, mostly students. The April 2nd attack was the deadliest in recent years by the Somali-based insurgent group, which opposes Kenya's military presence on the side of the Somali government against the jihadists. Only 60 students were on campus Monday. Ahead of a resumption of classes next week, some 600 are expected back in September. The West African country of Guinea has been cleared to host international football matches after being declared Ebola-free. Concerns over the deadly virus forced the country to play its first home qualifying match for the 2018 World Cup in Morocco. The decision Monday was made by the African Football Confederation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.